Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife. Hey, I am so excited about tonight's topic. I jumped on and did a quick live a few minutes ago, probably about 30 minutes ago, reminding everybody to jump on because when I said y'all, God just gave me this topic, he did it like within the last hour, hour and a half. But we're excited about it, and I'm so excited about people participating. So looking for y'all to get ready to participate in the discussion. Now, before we jump in, I am going to thank our sponsors and all that good stuff. But let me double check and make sure, because I am actually in a different system tonight. And so we are going to make sure that everybody can see us all good. All is well. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful evening? It is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad, right? Amen, amen, and amen. So if y'all could do me a favor, while I am thanking our sponsors, I want y'all to go and hit your share button because I want y'all to participate, whether you come in on the screen and share what visually and or if you don't want anything, turn the video off. But I want to hear your voice tonight about tonight's topic. But before we jump into tonight's topic, like I said, I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you so much to Red Rose Conquerors. Contact them, and they will help you learn how to network effectively, create a solid customer base, and get coaching for your home-based business. Startup, I tell you, business coach and travel ambassador, Elder Cornelia Brown. She is an awesome, awesome woman of God, and she can help you get your business started, get up and going. Again, that's Red Rose Conquerors with business coach and travel ambassador, Cornelia Brown. Call her at 404-786-0873. Leave her name and number, her name and email address, and I'll tell you she'll take great care of you, okay? We have Unique Expression by Design, ultimately Unique Expression by Design.com. If you want to get any of your custom products, whether it's for your professional or personal use, pens, pencils, mugs, whatever you need customized, they can take care of you. Also, ultimately, you need you take care of all of your accessories, ladies, right, ladies? So your accessories and all of this stuff. So, ultimately, you need you is on IG, on Instagram, and ultimately, the unique, the letter U for ultimately, you need you. We also have Mom Biz Boss because business and motherhood is one and the same. Come connect with other moms, multiple operations. Operational managers, mombizboss.org. So go visit them. Deidre Novet, y'all hear my intro and outro song? That is Deidre Novet, the one and only singing voice of On Fire Inspire. Love, love, love her. Y'all go out and support her. She has an EP called Business Me. Go out and get it, y'all. It is less than the cost of a value meal. Man, I tell you, go out and support her. It'll bless you over and over again. It's called Business Me on all your digital outlets. We have, if you're ready to take that getting healthy challenge, go to bit.ly/onfire, the number two, the word live. And let's get started with getting healthy. It's time to take care of these temples and do what we got to do. Many of us have been on this journey together. They joined my little group called Let's Get Healthy Together. And we're sharing tips. People are trying products. People are sharing tips about being healthy and taking care of these bodies. Let's see, who else is getting into that? Come Dance with Mina. Now, we are, for the month of July, we're not doing Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to be doing Thursdays for sure and some Mondays because of shifting scheduling for the rest of this month. So if you're on some of the Zumba people, go out to Come Dance with Mina. Mina, Come Dance with Mina, M-E-N-A, and you will definitely be able to take a look. But thank you. And then who else? That's everybody. But if you haven't gone out and visited any of the my books are on Amazon. You can get On Fire to Inspire the book. You can get the 21-Day Mind Detox, the children's book that I wrote years ago. It's called I Learned a Book Just for Me. It teaches bilingually English and Spanish with a music CD, so your little ones can learn that. In fact, now that Amazon sells the way they are selling it, it's actually only available as an e-book or paperback to them. But I do have a few copies that have both on hand, so you can reach out to me if you want one for your little one. But that's everybody. Thank you, everybody, for the sponsorship. If you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfireandinspire@gmail.com and put in your subject sponsorship or sponsor. And we'll definitely love to tell you how we can help get your word out. All right, so y'all, tonight's topic, the Holy Spirit gave me tonight was you can't give up. And so 2020, you know, it kind of, we thought it was going to go one way, and as we look at it, it went totally, we weren't prepared for this. But that's okay, because nothing is what came as a surprise to God, but it came as a surprise to us, right? But at the end of the day, we already know that we cannot give up. And so in saying that, we're going to chat about why we can't give up and why it's important that we continue to fight this thing and do what we got to do to pursue what God has called us to. Hey, cousin, how you doing? So as we're doing that, as we're joining, y'all go ahead and share this broadcast. Because, again, I want you to come on with me and let's talk about it. Let's chat this thing. Let's chat about why you can't give up. So I'm going to give you a couple little points about it, and then I'm going to try to give me some feedback on why you think a person should be able to give up or why they can't give up. Because, again, we are the beacon of light and the beacon of hope for someone that's either listening live, or they may go back to the replay, or they may be listening through the online, through the radio show, online radio show. But in whatever case, we got to know within our knower that we can't give up. It's not optional, right? So it's not an option. That's your first thing. It is not an option for you to give up. I'm going to say that for you one more time. It is not an option for you to give up. Why? Because you may be the prerequisite for somebody else. You may be the open door for somebody else that has to come through it. But they can't walk through that door until you open it. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone that's waiting on you to get in position, line up and do what God is calling you to do. So you can't give up. It's not an option. And so you may see the closer you get, everything just seems like it's coming at you. It looks like it's getting harder, but guess what? You go ahead and tell that thing what it called it, what it is, a distraction and a mirage, and you tell it, I know what you look like and I know what it feels like, and it don't feel good, but I know my God has given me the victory. All right. All right, so that was point. That could be one or two, right, y'all? Okay, so the next one is you're too close to your goal to give up now. Your next step is you are too close to your goal to give up now. I mean, what do you mean I'm too close? Hey, someone is assigned to you. Yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. Someone is assigned to you. That's what I'm talking about now. You can't, you're too close to that goal and that destiny. You're too close. But for some of you who are questioning even that, you're closer now than you were even yesterday. Why? Because your mindset has shifted. Maybe some things that you've done has changed. Hey, man of God, if you want to come on and share with us, click on that link that I just shared that says StreamYard with the letters and the numbers. If you want to come on and share, we are chatting this thing out. So I'm going to open it up in just a moment. I'm going to give y'all a few little points. Then I want y'all to come with me and let's talk. And then another thing, don't allow fear to paralyze you. You know, when you're getting closer to your goal, when you're getting to the place of where you're like, I know, I see it. You're like at the brink of it. Fear tries to put you in a place of, you don't know what to do. You're just stuck. Go ahead and again, come against that thing and keep moving. We got to. All right. And then learn from your mistakes. Maybe you did it one way the last time and got to stand, pick that thing back up because it's time to do it. And he's maybe giving you different strategies. Or he may be telling you you were premature in doing it that way. Now come do it again and do it that way. So be still and hear God as he's telling you how to do it. But it's time to move. You cannot give up. And then finally, I'm opening this thing up as well after this one. If you're not happy where you are now, guess what? You definitely won't be happy if you give up. Right? If you are not happy where you are now, you are definitely not going to be happy if you give up. Why? Because that thing that he's placed on the inside of you, it's like, hey, lady, help. But I tell you, there's such a burning that he's calling you to this place right now. And so even when my sister Hattie Day hooked it this morning, it blessed me, I shared it, and she was talking about, I don't even remember what it was, but when God gave me this topic today, this evening, I remember her topic, her post this morning, and it lined up directly with what he was saying. But I'm opening up, and for those of you who want to come on and let's check this thing out and talk about it, I am bringing on our first guest, Minister Colter. Welcome back to the broadcast. And for those of you who don't want to be seen, turn your video off, but I want to hear your voice. For those of you who don't want to be seen, that is fine. I just want to hear you so that we can give the people who have given up, give them hope, because they can't give up. It's not optional. Hey, woman of God, welcome to the broadcast. How are you this great evening?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm elated. I'm excited about God giving this topic and how he's giving it. And so what do you have to add on this? You can't give up. Giving up is not an option.
You know, giving up is not an option. First of all, just say hello to everyone out there. Thank you so much to my cousin, to my sister in Christ for having me on this afternoon. You know, you can't give up because we don't know what it is that the Lord has us. And so we just have to keep looking forward to what it is to support his plan. And one example that I have for anyone out there that's listening, you know, one of the things that the Lord allowed me to do, part of my testimony, you know, when I was in college, unfortunately I got pregnant, I had to come home, and the Lord had to put me on the path that he would want me to be on. And, you know, my grandmother suggested me, she said, why don't you go back and get your CNA license? I was like, well, you know, I can do that. But then the Lord kept purposing in me, you got to do more. And so had I given up, I would not have become a registered nurse. If I had given up, I would not have become a master's prepared nurse. Had I given up, I would not have become a master's prepared nurse. And, you know, God has opened up doors and allowed me not to just have a career, but he said allowed me to have a ministry within my career. I can't tell you the amount of patients that I've been able to pray over. And so I feel like that's a part of my purpose. But had I given up, that door of opportunity may not have been there for me. And so, you know, the Lord is just saying he will grow you, he will grow up, he will purpose you. And, you know, a lot of people ask, I can't give up, but what is my purpose? Start by your purpose being that you pray to him every day. Start right there. Yeah. And let the Lord continue to direct your path and lead you in the path that he would have you go in. So, you know, we can't just limit ourselves to get out of the box, because if you put yourself in the box, that means you're going to limit yourself. That means you're going to give you, have you in a place of, oh, this is my give-up place only, where I'm only going to be. No, you got to think bigger than that. God can't be put in the box. He's bigger than that. So that's why you can't give up, because you don't know who's watching. So I always think that if some young lady has seen my life or watched my life, I pray that it's been a blessing to someone else so that they can be encouraged not to give up, not to stay in that place where and it's a powerful statement. Don't get stuck in a place where people put you in, or people put you where they think you ought to be. But you go where God has called you to be, and he's calling you out. And you can't give up and stay in that place, because people want to see you stay where they think you ought to be. No, you go and ask the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to be? Or don't let me be in a place of give up. Let me continue to look up. So
you got to see the end of God. You got to allow him to shoot
so he can push you. You know, just like, and I just saw y'all in the spirit, I saw, what do you kind of say? Somebody tell me, when you pull the thing back and it's, what's that thing called? Somebody tell me in the chat. I see it, but I can't say. You know when you pull the thing back? Not a boomerang, because that goes back. But what's the thing called? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You put, like, if you put a rubber band and you do like that. Whatever name that thing is. I see that in the spirit for somebody that has just feeling like you're giving up. But God says, I brought you back so that I can catapult you. He's catapulting you into that next place, into that next dimension, but you can't give up. See, as I said a moment ago, for those of you who will join later, some of you all the way back, yes, ma'am. Miss Hope, if you want to come on and join me, baby. Please stop. Thank you, cousin. Please stop. God says, I'll place you in that scene. Please stop. I had to take you back, and as I took you back, I'm getting ready to catapult you into that next place. But sometimes it don't feel good when I'm pulling you back. But as I catapult you into that next place, back at, woo-hoo, just be obedient. Don't give up. You can't give up. For those of you who want to share with me, come on in and join us. Welcome to On Fire Inside. So click on that link. You can come on with me. Like I said, if you don't want to be seen, just click on turn your video off like my cousin just did. And share, because when I tell you, I'm excited about this topic. When I tell you, God just gave it to me about an hour and a half ago, if that long ago. But he has us in a place where we got to be sensitive enough to hear his voice. Amen, amen, Brother Kevin, amen. And like I said, if you want to join in, click on that link. But it's time for us to understand that there is a purpose and a plan, and the purpose and the plan is activation right now. I don't care about COVID-19. Am I negating it? No, it's real. Use wisdom. But what I am saying is allow this time to really, really get in God's face. When I said, you know, God said I was taking you back to take you up. Y'all, for 13 months. See, when God took me back, he took me home, and I live in the country. Y'all, my neighbors are some fox, some deer. Let me see what else is in my yard. Rabbits, everything. And I don't even have decent internet. So I do my show in a studio at my church. But for 13 months now, I have been either at the studio at the church or at family members' houses because my satellite internet cannot handle the bandwidth. But God says, I've called you to a place of birthing. As a perfect midwife, I couldn't give up on you. And so even in the discomfort of you having to go to somebody's house, and you having to go to the church and do it at the church's thing set up for you for the studio there, I have predestined you for this time, for a time such as this. So we're getting ready to bring on Minister Calvin Foster. Welcome to the On Five Inside. How you doing, my brother? Welcome. How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
I am so wonderful. How you doing tonight, this evening?
I am
excited, baby. I am enjoying
what I'm hearing tonight.
Yeah,
I had not heard any
slingshot analogy yet. Hey, that was the Holy Spirit, baby. That wasn't me. I give him all the glory. I give him all the credit, too.
I tell you, it's so good at this time of corona and turmoil in our financial market and everything that is going on with things. You know, I can honestly say that God has not only sustained me and kept me consistent in here, but I've been all in here to be about. So, first of all, I want to say hello to everyone. We've been able to join everyone, but I also want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I have not been sick, I have not lost a dime, I haven't missed a meal, and it ain't actually increased me in this season of lack. I know that my God is good, and I just want to give him the glory, honor, and praise that he is due. I want to add to the conversation, though.
Yes.
Desperate and hungry for the word of God and
Okay. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, because it is definitely time to use some discernment. You got to be, as you're walking and he's catapulting and exhausting us and propelling us, we got to be using discernment, yes. One of the things, Kevin, I do daily, I thank God for the spirit of wisdom and discernment. I ask him, as I thank him daily, I thank him for that as well, because like you said, as we walk in wisdom and we walk in discernment, then we're directed by his spirit, and so we can't be deceived. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Blessings. All right, y'all. Who else wants to join us tonight? Who else wants to join us? So we're talking about the topic of you can't give up. It is not an option. You can't give up. You want to join and share, and you don't want to be seen, you can turn your camera off. I don't have a problem with that. So click on that link that I just clicked if you want to join tonight and share. When I tell you, I was excited about this topic. As I was driving, like I said, I live in the country. So as I was driving uptown, the Lord gave me my topic, and I was like, wow. Now, Lord, I've been asking for this topic for a week. But he said, As I say, continue to be ready. Be ready right now. So be ready and just be sensitive enough to hear as he's leading you, as he's directing you. You can't be so distracted by what you're seeing that you can't hear him. For all the voices tone out everything but he. And so if you want to join us, come on in. Come on in on the channel. Click on the StreamYard link and you're welcome to join. Like I said, if you don't want to be seen, turn your camera off. You don't have to be seen. But in this hour, the Lord told me that I have to be so. Y'all, I used to hide behind the camera. I used to hide on Blog Talk. I used to hide behind the camera on everybody's show. And God said, no longer. He said, I'm bringing you to the forefront. So many of you, that's your word as well. Don't get comfortable being in the background. Because for those of us who've been in the background, he said, because of your obedience and because of your heart, I am putting you in the forefront, because it's not about you being seen, but it's about me being seen through you. And so I don't know who that word for, but go ahead and receive your word and thank God in advance for what he's doing. But as Minister Kevin said, you want to use discernment, but also be sensitive and walk in obedience. Be sensitive enough to hear as he's directing you and moving you. Y'all, I'm so excited about the topic, because like y'all saying, you never heard the slingshot. Y'all, I ain't heard the slingshot either. But I saw it in the spirit right before the Lord gave it to me. And I was like, okay, what you call that thing? I couldn't even remember the word for it because it wasn't me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Cousin, I see you trying to connect, but I'm getting an error where it's saying, let me see. It says connect your microphone. So you got to connect your microphone. God is putting you up on front for God's purpose. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, 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 for sure. You know about that, right? If you want to join me, come on in. Like I said, the link is here. And I'll post it again. Hey, cousin, I'm trying to add you, but I'm seeing it says, that you have to turn your microphone on. So turn your microphone on, but the camera off. See if it'll let you do that. Turn your microphone on, but your camera off, because evidently you don't want to be seen. Nobody wants to be seen tonight. Neither do I, but hey, that's not an option for me. Okay, you were having difficulties. Gotcha. All right, so again, if you want to be added on, you can click on that link and come on in. Like I said, if you don't want to be seen, turn your camera off. But we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your input on not giving up. Are you here for support tonight? All right. Well, amen. Thank you so much for the support. And it's been such a blessing to be able to be with you every morning, Monday through Friday. God is really using you mightily. Y'all, if y'all have not been on, ladies, I'm telling you, Miss Hope is just, God is using her mightily Monday through Friday. I cannot think of the name of the morning segment, but she does 7:30 every morning. And even when I wake up later, I'm like, I got to go. I woke up this morning at 7:40. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm Miss Hope. Miss Hope is up for 10 minutes. So I got to go back and listen to your recording. But, y'all, it is time for us to get that momentum up and forward march, move forward, get the momentum up, you know, get in your word, connect with some people that are doing what you're already doing or wanting to do, but do whatever it is that you need to do to stay connected to the vision. The babies, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, y'all, I just saw umbilical cord. The baby's umbilical cord is 929-477-2178. The baby's umbilical cord, the baby can't be fed if it's not connected to the mama's umbilical cord. So as the Holy Spirit just showed me that in spirit, for those of you who are not connected, I don't know if it's not connected to the church or not connected to whatever, if you're not connected to a medium that's been feeding you to help that vision go forward, it's time for you to connect. Because how are you getting fed? How are you getting your nourishment to keep you moving forward? So that's why the stagnancy, that's why the hope of, the spirit of hopelessness has been visiting you, but we count for that tonight. We release, you know, hope. We release joy. We release strength. We release new vision and vigor and vibrancy in pursuing what God is calling you. So y'all bear with me as I check the radio. I think my cousin's on dial in because she's having problems connecting by video. She's going to go on the radio show. I don't see you yet, cousin, so I'll check back over there in a minute. So, but, y'all, when I tell you it is time to walk this thing out, no time to give up. This ain't the time to give up, y'all. This is the time. Like Mr. Calvin said, there are so many people that during this time frame of what would be lack, God is propelling his people. I've seen some people like Pete Vargas that was losing millions in a month, and God gave him a vision of okay, you're going to do something and you're going to do it for free, and you're going to reach millions, and you're going to reach all of these people. And it was like, I think they ended up reaching like, oh, Lord, I can't remember the number, y'all, but it was at least well over 100,000 people that we reached. And he had all of these speakers, and he had people that, some people that it cost $75,000 to hear them speak. But he had those people front and center for you to be able to listen to and pour into you and tell you what they did to stay focused and not give up. And that's what I'm saying for you tonight. Do not give up. If it's for you to connect to someone like Lady Hope at 7:30 Monday through Friday, if it's for you to come into On Fire to Inspire and listen to the Purpose Midwife continue to push you through and push you into your purpose and your passion, you've got to stay connected to the things that are feeding you and push can do. You can't keep listening to the blues and thinking the blues gonna give you what you need. No, the blues gonna keep you down. But God says, I'm lifting you up. So in order to keep you lifted, you got to stay in the Word. You got to stay connected to those mediums and those things and those people that keep you lifted. You got to kind of disconnect yourself from those who are keeping you down and out and discouraged. As my cousin, Mr. Coulter, said earlier, you can't walk in that place where people want to put you. God bless. Hold on just a moment. All right. You are live with us on Fire to Inspire. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, cousin. What you want to add to this topic tonight?
Hello. I am on fire to inspire. Listen, I tried my best to get on, and believe it or not, I was definitely trying to get on camera. I said, you know what? Fear, false evidence appearing real. I am in Christ Jesus. There is no fear. So I said, you know what, devil?
Yes.
No, you're not going to stop me. And not only that, maybe that was a test from God. And so what I did was I said, you know what, Lord God, I'm going to try my best to get on. So I'm so grateful that I'm on, because I really would love to add to that, to the topic, because where God had me all this week and last week, and I'm not sure if you and I talked about this, but he said, where your treasure is, there lies your heart. Where your treasure is, there lies your heart. So if you're not trying to give up, what I want you to do right now is, when you wake up in the morning, I need God to be on your mind. God needs you, God to be on your mind. When you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, the first thing you need to think about that should be there is Christ Jesus. And if it's not there, you fall to your knees and you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need you to come on the inside of me and remove that thing, Lord God, that has substituted, that has taken your place. Lord God, I want you to be the head of my life. Not those just be words, but I need you, Lord God, to be ahead of my life. And everyone that has come on, Aaliyah, has hit it on the nail. Lord God, I mean, there's just so much, and I was just taking so many notes until I just couldn't write fast enough. But the one thing I wanted everyone to understand is this. God did not give us the spirit of fear, not at all. So if we understand our treasure is God, because he wants that, he wants our heart. He said, again, where your treasure is, there lies your heart. If you wake up and you're thinking about your job, if you wake up, you're thinking about your kids, if you wake up, you're thinking about that spouse, if you wake up, you're thinking about your house, you wake up, you're thinking about what food to eat, you wake up, you're thinking about coronavirus, that is where your treasure is. But what God says is, I'm not going to compete. He said, I want a willing heart. And when we say don't give up, it starts with that. When you don't want to give up, when you allow God to be number one in your life, things begin to fall in order. And then not only that, Aaliyah, in order to not give up, we must plan our day. And how we do that is we make our plans and give them to God. God orders our steps. Because if we don't plan, other people will plan our day. Because it's just like me not plan. Let's just say if I don't plan my day, my tomorrow, God willing. If I don't plan it, well, guess what? That phone call is going to come. I'm going to be on the phone. That news is going to come. I'm going to be on the news. I might go to the store. I might spend 5 hours shopping. Because why? I didn't plan my day. And then it seems like it's hard because you didn't plan your day. So it's very important for all of us to plan our day, okay? And, I mean, I have so many things that I want to say, but I also want to say this. Labor before God and ask God, what would he have you to do? If you don't know what it is, what your labor before God, lay and say, Lord God, what is it that you have for me? Why did you create me? What am I here on earth to do? And you don't just say it and say amen and keep it going. You stay there. You wait for an answer from God. Believe you me, he's listening. Aaliyah, we do a lot of talking and we don't listen. So sometimes what we need to tell ourselves this every now and then, because I have to do this. I have to say, darling, you need to be quiet and listen to God. So we have to have a shh in our spirit and listen to God. Read that scripture. And in prayer, we're doing a lot of talking. But meditation comes when we're listening to God. So are we praying and not meditating? Because the Bible says we ought to pray and meditate on the word, what? Daily. But anyways, Aaliyah, I have so much more I need to say, but I'm pretty sure you have other listeners that want to come in. But I just wanted to say all of that. And again, I thank you so much for listening to me today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. Take care. Take care now.
All right.
All
right. I tell y'all, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. So tonight's topic, y'all, has been, I'm telling you, it's been a blessing for me. You can't give up. And so as God gave me that topic, I start seeing the title that he gave me, because my listeners and people who would come and contact me gave me the title Miss On Fire to Inspire. God gave me the title of Purpose Midwife. And so I saw myself, amen. Miss Kim said, let us not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, Galatians 6:9. Thank you so much for that scripture. One of the things that I saw as God gave me this topic, I saw the birthing room, and I saw so many people that were pregnant with what God has given you, but many of you are like, oh, well, I've been carrying this baby for a long time. But he says, it's time to get ready. It's time to prepare. It's time for preparing. Some of y'all, that baby's about to cram, and it's time to push. And so many of us that are mothers, we know what I'm talking about, right? And so for those of you who are not mothers, or for those of you who are men that are listening, you understand, because maybe you have children that, you know, you have wives, or, you know, you have children. So you're understanding that it's time to push. And some of you, the baby's already crowding. But in that crowding plus, you can't give up. That baby's coming out. So it's time for you to do that which he's calling you to do. It's time for you to really, really walk this thing out. Go ahead and, like I said, get your boldness on up and stick your chest up, and you walk it out, because it's time for you to do that which he's called you to do. Like Minister Calvin said, he said, first of all, you can't put God in a box, as he said, but he said, you are that open door for somebody else. You're that person that someone's waiting on. Many of the other people that were in the talk show world would not have had that door. Well, we can't say would not have had, but Oprah opened up that door for them. And so what I'm saying to you is, there's someone that you're going to open the door for, but you got to go ahead and get in position and do what he's calling you to do, so you can be that open door for them. And so someone's waiting on you. Someone's actually waiting on you, so they're going to give up. They're wanting to give up, but they're going to see you and say, oh, my God, you're going to make that baby leap in the inside of them and say, hey, I got this. I can't give up, because she did it, so she did it. Like my cousin Carol, she said, I had a baby in college, and I had to come home. But as my grandma directed me to get a CNA, and God said, go further and go further. And God has used her now, I want to say 18 years as a nurse, and she said a master nurse, and she has nurses that work under her. But, again, had she not done what God called her to do, that wouldn't be her testimony. So don't allow what you see on hiccups or whatever to totally distract you or totally allow you to abort the process. No, giving up is not an option. Aborting the process is not an option. It's time for you to go forth with the vigor, with the momentum. And I tell you, I just can't give up now. Giving up is not an option. All right, so for those of you who want to join in and participate in the discussion, I'm done. But again, if you want to come in, I'm adding a link back on. I'm going to check back over here to the online radio portion. And if you are on the online radio, press 1 if you want to share, and I'll bring you on, and they'll be able to hear your voice if you have something to share. For those of you who are on here and you want to just click, you're welcome to do so as well. Click on that link, and you can come on in. If you don't want to be seen, turn the camera off. But we want to hear your voice if you have anything to add, because giving up is not an option. Y'all remember that. Don't allow people to put you in a box, because God didn't put you in a box. Don't put him in a box. Don't allow fear to paralyze you, because that's not your portion. It's time for you to move forth. Don't allow people. Let me see. I got to go back and read my notes on how my cousin put it, y'all. I got to say it the way she said it, because that blessed me. She said, let's see. She said, don't be put in a place. No, hold on. Don't get stuck in a place that people placed you in, but God didn't put you in there. People placed you in there. Don't get stuck in a place that people placed you in. She said, God is calling you out. And then she said, don't let me be in a place of give up. Let me be in a place of look up. So don't be in a place of give up. She said, be in a place of look up. So that blessed me as well. Y'all have blessed me tonight. Everybody who has added to the conversation, thank y'all so much. And God gave us the slingshot, y'all, that blessed me just like it blessed y'all when he showed us the birthing room and all of that. It is all him, and I just give God praise, and I thank God for using me. It's an honor to be used by him. But like I tell y'all all the time, this is his show. I'm just his vessel that he's using. He's willing to use, and I'm a willing vessel that he's using in this hour. And so for those of you who say, well, I can't do that, yes, you can. All you got to do is stay connected. Connect to some people that are moving. You can't stay close, stay connected to stagnant people, because guess what? You're going to stop. But if you stay connected to people that are moving, you stay connected to connect yourself to people that are moving, even if you don't know them. The Holy Spirit connected me to Minister Hope. I didn't know her, but she was a Facebook friend of mine. And that was the Holy Spirit that connected us, because I have like 5,000 Facebook friends and like 2,600 followers. But I clicked on my phone one morning, and she was in the Spirit, and God was speaking to me through her, and that's exactly, I was like, woo, okay, God. Just like this morning, the part that I did get in on, it was exactly what he wanted me to hear. So connect with the people that God has allowed, with whoever he's telling you to connect to in this hour, do what he's saying doing. Do, because it's going to keep you in that place of fire. It's going to keep that fire there. It's going to keep you in that place of wanting to move forth. It's going to keep you in a place of hope. It's going to keep you in that place of just moving. It's going to be that forward march, that forward move. As I told y'all before, I tell y'all this all the time. God showed me people sitting on their hands years ago before I released it, before I did the show. He said, they're sitting on their hands. I've given them these tools, these talents, these gifts, and their abilities. But they're sitting on their hands. He said, but you and your guests, and at the time I was just doing interviews, but he said, you and your guests, you're going to be married, but they're Elizabeth, and their babies are going to be able to leap. Minister Hope, you are married, and that Elizabeth, that baby's leaping, and we can't sit still. And so those who have given up, y'all can't sit still, because now that Elizabeth, you're now Elizabeth, and that baby is bubbling and it's jumping forth and it's saying, I have to be born. And so I'm telling you, I am commanding everything that's in you to rise up now in the name of Jesus. It's time for you to move forth. I come against every distraction. I come against everything that has tried to paralyze you. I come against fear. I come against everything that is not you, whether it's, and I'm going to say it like I feel it, even if it's a family member that's trying to cancel your destiny, I call it silence. We silence every voice that is not of God. We silence everything that is not calling you and pulling you into your purpose, or that is not catapulting you into the destiny that which God has called you to. Y'all, I ain't playing this, but like I said, whatever God says to do in this hour, that's what I do. I'm obedient. I'm a willing vessel. So, y'all, I love y'all. It's time for y'all to move. It's time for y'all to walk. No more sitting on your hands. No more existing. It's time to live. I love you. I am your purpose midwife, Aaliyah, Miss On Friday Inspire. Love you guys. We'll be back same time, same place next week on Friday Inspire. Love you. Have a blessed week.